Sam, Neil, and Grant have, you know, many influences and mentors here at Alta. Who were yours growing up?
Oh, when we were in college, we met a guy by the name of Peter Spahn. And Peter was a kid from South Burlington. We called him Teach.
Uh-huh.
But he was one of the first people I ever saw that would really just let it run. And this is Vermont in the 70s. So it's a little different than let it run, say, Novus.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would go full blast at everything, and I was very impressed in the way that he didn't hold back. And Teach took us through a lot of stuff. I'd lost touch with this guy after I'd gotten out of college, but I've run into him a couple of times at Snowbird, and we've had a couple of yucks, but he really, Peter really was inspirational.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Sam, like many great athletes, you've passed on your skills to others, making them better skiers. It's evident in your kids and your peers here at Alta. Tell the world, Sam, what's your best advice for skiing down a mountain?
Well, I have to say, look where you want to go. Don't think about how steep it is. Don't get drawn away by focusing on what you want to avoid, and kind of pitch yourself ahead mentally of where you are and where you want to go, and stay over them. Don't get thrown.
There it is. There it is, folks. To the world, from the world. All right.
Yeah.
That's good advice, Sam. It's good advice for anybody. Sam, clearly, you're a true veteran in the great sport of skiing. And as a sports fan, I've always admired and respected the KG veteran. Tell us, what keeps you focused? How do you recover day after day? And what is your secret to longevity?
Well, I think the secret to longevity is what goes on off the hill. And at this point in my career, coming home to a nice warm fire I can stick my feet up in front of, a nice cold beer, and a good meal, and a long night's sleep, it pretty much do it for me. But it wasn't always that way.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to take that advice. No spring chicken myself. My next thing, Sam, you know, we know you're recognized among the top 50 skiers in North America. Obviously, you're killing it. Talk about the level of skiing in Alta today as opposed to 20 years ago.
Well, there's a lot more people now pushing the limit than ever was going on before in Alta. Although, I may be misquoted here, but it seemed like a handful of skiers were pushing the limit, or maybe the limit was a little bit different at the time. But now, things that used to not get skied are skied daily. I can remember setting eights on Devil's Castle Apron and seeing them the next day, or skiing the secret chute, which the locals call Tung Mai Chute now,
uh-huh.
And having your tracks there for a week. And never having to worry about somebody side slipping through, things like that. Nobody would go to that steep stuff. And now, and I don't know if it's the advent of gear or the advent of the ski movie genre, but people go places where it used to be only you going.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like a lot more of them. And so I think people are pushing the limit quite a bit more. But the people that pushed the limit back then pushed it just as big. Guys like Dave Cicchetti and Darwin Stoneman, they flew off the same cliffs we're flying off now. And yeah, maybe they didn't send the 110-footer, but they were going 60, 70 feet. And they were landing it in Scott boots and Spademans and Capri skis.